President Trump's former staff secretary, Rob Porter, has been all over the news since he resigned from the White House last week. Porter, a Mormon, left his position after his two ex-wives accused him of being physically abusive. It has since been revealed that both of these women confided in their Mormon bishops about the abuse and were encouraged to remain in their relationships. KUER's Lee Hale talked with local therapist Julie Hanks about the role of the bishop and their shortcomings in these situations.
Dr. Hanks specializes in women's health and relationships. She's also Mormon. And she says, unfortunately, the experiences of Colby Holderness and Jenny Willoughby, Rob Porter's ex-wives, aren't terribly unique.
I have heard stories of Mormon women being counseled to stay with their spouse even when there is abuse present.
Hanks says women in these situations of physical or emotional abuse are often told the wrong thing.
What women need to be hearing is that they're believed. I think part of the issue is the abuse is easily minimized, especially when the abuser is denying it. So who do you believe in that situation?
Hanks says these women have gender dynamics working against them. Bishops are men. They may know the husbands. Perhaps they're even friends. And it's likely that the husband will deny the accusation.
Women also may minimize the abuse when they're reporting it. Usually it's worse than what they're saying.
Hanks points to the account of Porter's first ex-wife, who told a number of bishops that he was, quote, being physical. The photo she shared of a black eye indicates something much harsher.
Women are also testing the water, so they need permission to, and someone to question, like, how bad, what does that mean? How bad is it? Because we're not talking about marriage problems. We're talking about a crime.
And this is really important to Hanks. While she wants the LDS Church to make good on their zero-tolerance stance on abuse and provide more intensive training for bishops, she also thinks that responding to battery, a very serious crime, is not the responsibility of a bishop. They aren't qualified. She uses her own husband as an example, who was called as a bishop just months ago.
He's a spiritual guide and not an expert in anything else. And so too often, I think bishops think that everything's a spiritual problem when it's not. You know, they're not the therapist. They're not the marriage counselor. They're not the physician. So don't make them more than that. Don't give away your personal power.
Hanks admits that as a Mormon, she was embarrassed that these bishops knew what they knew and didn't do more. And to all other women who have been in that situation, she says it's okay to be angry.
That anger is justified. People have been wronged. People have been under-supported in the system, and that needs to stop. I'm so excited that these conversations are happening because what it does is raise awareness, and it's good if it scares people, too. It's like, wait, I better educate myself in this. I want to, you know, for bishops to be like a little bit on their toes. I think that's a really good thing.
Hank says a great outcome from all of this would simply be for bishops to counsel less and refer women to experts more when they hear accounts of abuse. Lee Hale, KUER News.